Hello, Scorpio, you beautiful bringers of light. Or should I say dark? April here from Real Talk Tarot, and I've got your reading for this weekend, January 20th through the 22nd. We're going to do a quick and dirty vibrational read, and here we go. All right, now Scorpio, this weekend, the energies look like you are coming to a realization about yourself, or you'll be dealing with someone else, but either way, someone's reckless behavior, all right, and this could be a pattern, this could indicate immaturity, has disrupted their life to a point where it's really affecting their success and their movement, forward movement in life, okay? You have the Knight of Wands reversed, the King of Cups reversed, and the King of Swords, okay? Bridges could be burnt with absolutely no emotion, all right? That might have been part of the that was part of the pattern, all right? Someone burning bridges, okay? They didn't just they went big every time. And I don't know if this was subconsciously driven or if they knew what they were doing or thought they knew what they were doing. But it ended up hurting themselves because you have the all the work they put in with the Eight of Pentacles is reversed. Okay? They did not get the result, or you did not. The Nine of Pentacles is reversed. You know, that's love, happiness, abundance. Now, clarifying all that was the Knight of Pentacles and the Queen of Pentacles, okay? So, there might have been an established person in your life, or you were the established person, but sabotaged. You sabotaged this relationship with this privileged lady or with yourself. With your own abundance. Now, next you have the Six of Wands. It's clarified here with the Ace of Swords and the Eight of Swords. So, you might have even been a little bit in your ego here on your high horse, okay? Thinking you had it all. And you were always going to have it all. Insisting that you have it when you want it, Veruca. So but what ended up happening is you end up losing it all. Okay. The effort that you put into any kind of unhealthy, maybe emotionally driven desires eventually caused a big loss here. Okay. Now you have the Ace of Pentacles, the High Priestess, Temperance, and the Moon reversed. So the opportunity being given to you here, I think, is to go with your intuition, to face yourself if necessary, or someone else who is behaving this way, all right? There's a chance that this is subconsciously driven due to some old traumas, you know, could go back to childhood. But it has created a pattern that pushes you away from the very help that you need, okay? You probably feel like, you know, your way is the best way and the only way, and that's the only way you want to do it. You don't want to be told what to do, but, well, a little rebellion is a good thing in some cases. Spirit's not going to tolerate this. You got Temperance and the Moon reverse, so there's going to be a revelation, a secret being revealed. Something hidden is coming to light. So again, this could be a self-realization that, shit, this really is my fault. You know, somehow along the way, I was justifying certain behaviors or actions, and all along I was really only shooting myself in the foot, okay? So, Scorpio, let's get into some energies that are leaving you now, and that are coming in and that you can transmute. Now, these are energy oracle cards, and they're just going to get into a little bit of the energies surrounding this weekend and the situations you might find yourself in. All right. So you have Fear reversed. Okay, that's leaving you. So I think you're ready just to face this. There's no more running. There's no more running from it, okay? You are going to turn around and either face someone else, or you're going to look in the mirror and face yourself. But either way, you're going to overcome some fear that you have about this situation. Maybe if, you know, maybe you don't like to give up control to others who are offering their support and help. Okay? That again is this immature energy. Okay, so coming in is love. Beautiful. So maybe someone, if there are any bridges left, or you have built a new one, for God's sake, don't burn it down. Accept the love. It's coming in. Or there's love for yourself coming in. You're going to love yourself through this situation. You're going to forgive yourself, okay? As you would someone you love, for making a mistake, all right? For not seeing it. Look at it as a part of, you know, a stepping stone of growth. You know how we go through milestones as children, all the way up to adulthood. All right, this is just another milestone. And not in the ways that we as a society measure them, you know, like walking, and then, you know, and then we're driving, and then we're going to college, those type of things. I mean, spiritual milestones, all right? And they don't follow any pattern, a linear anything. They have nothing to do with age. They're in the dimension of spiritual growth. Different time zone completely. All right. So now, transmuting these energies is determination reversed and flow reversed. Okay. So once you let go of your ego and your absolute determination to have everything your way, the way you want it, when you want it, that energy will transmute, and it will move into a different state of being, all right? And then you have flow reversed. Now, I like that flow. Can you, it really, I mean, how do you read flow? If you really look at it, it's upside down and it's right side up and it's whatever because it's flow. You will notice a difference in the flow of your life, things coming in, things going out, once you let go of control. All right, Scorpio? So that is your message for this weekend. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.